And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and rock cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with rock cod Rick Maxa. We have a great show going here with the fisherman processing people, Rosie and Sean. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody. And we're talking about a real sweetheart of a product there.
Yeah, that's
Fisherman's
for sure.
Product from processing is absolutely the best. No question about it. If you've been somewhere else, you understand what we're saying. If you've never been somewhere else, then don't go.
Yeah.
You won't get any better than Fisherman's Processing, for sure.
That's for the truth, man. It is awesome. And, hey, we're having an awesome time this morning. We want to hear from you. It has been a crazy busy morning. Obviously, Sean and Rosie, very popular guests. Every single phone line has been full since the start of the show. And, hey, if you want to get through, the best way to do it right now would be to call us with our local or our toll-free lines. They're packed up, but there's going to be plenty of opportunities in this hour. 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or toll free at 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. And we're giving away some awesome prizes. Grand prize, a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. It's the Spartan Reefs in that awesome Dorado Mahi Mahi frame with the Maui HT lens, my favorite lens, a great pair
you
of glasses.
You wanted to say Dorado frame, didn't you?
I did want to say Dorado, yeah. That's what we call it in the
shop. At least you didn't call them Dolphin like they call them in
Come
Florida,
on
right?
That'd be like that'd be like calling it a Rapala. I don't get down like that. Yeah, that's not my style. Yeah, very cool. And then accompanying that, nothing better, $25 gift certificate to Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. And Sean Rosie sure appreciates that. And then another lucky caller is also going to win a $25 gift certificate to Fisherman's Processing. So you're going to get in all this greatness we've been talking about this morning.
Indeed. Hey, I am blown away, but I actually found out that we have a couple of spots that opened up due to cancellation on our fly down, fly back April Let's Talk Hookup trip on the Royal Star.
What?
Amazing.
No,
yeah, I know.
It was sold. That trip was sold out 1 week after it returned a year ago.
Yeah. I go every year. This year, I'm turning the reins over to the master, Gary White, himself, to run the trip and go on that fantastic trip. It's such a great trip. You load your stuff in San Diego. 3 days later, you fly to Cabo, meet the boat, get on the boat, fish for 11 days, back to Cabo, fly home. 3 days later, you meet the boat and unload your fish your gear. It's such a great trip, and I can't believe that there's a couple of openings, especially this year.
No
doubt. Where the fishing has been, and that's a prime time of the year to go fishing. And so if you want to go, you can book it right online, royalstarsportfishing.com, or just call Tracy in the office at Royal Star Sport Fishing and grab those two spots. The other thing I might mention, too, if you do go on the Royal Star, one of the cool things about the agreement you have with Fisherman's Processing when you're fishing aboard the Royal Star is you don't touch your fish. In fact, if you pre-book your fish on Royal Star, you fill out what you want on the way home back to Cabo or wherever you are on any trip, and you fill out your order form, and then they just hand you that order form. You just walk away.
Yep. Yeah, and that's on any Royal Star
trip.
Any trip. I mean, that you don't have to pre-book with us. They have those order forms available to you. You know, you can mull it over as you're on your way back up the hill, as I say, and then figure out, you know, what you want to have done with your fish. And then we always encourage you again to check in with me at the top of the dock so we make sure we're all dialed in real well for you.
Yeah, and if you want a particular site, you have some friends meeting you that want to, you know, this happens a lot. Where,
like Pete does.
Yeah, Ricky goes fishing. He says, yeah, you can have one of my fish, and, you know, you pay for the processing. It's a good way. If you have too much fish you want to share, you know, you don't have to pay for the processing for your friends. Let your friends pay for it. Give them a fish. Come to the dock.
Let them do what they want to do.
They pay for the processing, and it works out really nice.
Yeah,
you guys accommodate all that.
Call it Fish for a Friend.
Fish fish for a friend.
And that's just it. You give your fish to a friend, and we absolutely start a new invoice for that fish and that friend. It's not even on your bill at all. You don't have to deal with money with your buddy. You just the nice fisherman that gave him a fish. Your fish goes to him.
Let's say he wants more tuna burger or he wants more
whatever he wants to do.
Whatever.
It's his fish at that point, and he can do whatever he wants.
That fish gets completely relabeled, retagged with a specific number that applies to that invoice and that person, so they know that that fish you gave them is the exact fish that will be going to them.
Yeah, they might come in on a different day and a different time and pick it up. Whatever, it's as if they were on the trip.
We even do it. The friend isn't actually there. They call us in advance and say, my friend Pete's going to give me a fish. Pete comes up and says, hey, my friend called you. Here's his fish. And we do it that way, too. Yeah. They're never at the dock, but we get their fish for them.
We say it all the time, and it's kudos to you guys. Fisherman's Processing is, like, overwhelmingly the most accommodating thing you place people you can ever imagine. Like, just whatever it seems to be, I all the time, you know, Rosie, hey, you know, this is going on or that's going on. Or I have a friend that wants this fish here. You know, can you help me get that? Just, I swear, I don't think there's ever been a request that I've heard of that you guys haven't been able to pull off.
Yeah, and, you know, it's funny that you say that because, I mean, we ship just about everywhere. We've shipped into New Zealand. We've had fish go to Thailand. We've had fish go to Norway.
Really?
All over
God's
green
earth. I had you ship some fish to Mammoth Lakes.
That's right.
Not a problem.
Yeah. And it's just, you know. It just about everything can be accommodated.
Make it happen.
Yeah.
That's cool.
You bet.
And the cool thing with Rosie, too, she's the master of shipping fish, too, because she broke it down for me by price, you know, and all these things. Like, here's all the options. You pick what you want. You know, we can have it delivered to the door. We can have it delivered to a freight area. We can, you know, it's going to cost you this much for this much for that, this much for this. We can package it this way. It's just, it's crazy how on it you guys are with everything.
Yeah. And it's crazy how inexpensive it is to ship fish sometimes, right?
Yeah, you know what? Actually, it is. I mean, we are very, very blessed with really good FedEx rates. Bakersfield, Santa Barbara, Ventura, Camarillo, that whole area is FedEx ground, but it gets there next day. I ship 70-pound boxes for $20 to $22.
You're kidding me. Oh, I didn't know it was that cheap.
Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Unbelievable.
In a certain zone.
Sure, of course.
Certain zone.
Wow.
Yes.
So if you're coming home from your trip and you're in that area, you can just drop your fish off. Hey, see you guys. I'm out of here. Head home. And a day or two later, it's just going to show up on your doorstep.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And you know, something that you said there, a day or two later, it'll show on your doorstep. And please know that I will not ship anything unless you and I have spoken, and you know that fish is coming.
Sure.
It is fish.
Yeah, yeah.
And day or two, it's like a day.
It's up to the angler. I mean, sometimes they get home, and they want to get their ducks in a row before they go back to work.
But, I mean, you usually ship overnight.
Yeah. Yes, always.
Always,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. 99%.
Yeah. And, you know, every once in a while, we have an incident right now that is actually kind of pretty cool. It is winter. It's the dead of winter. And I've got a gentleman that where he lives, it's colder than most people's freezers. And he's like, you know, ship it 2 day, ship it 3 day.
Really?
And I'm like, wow.
It's cold.
Like, it's colder outside.
In a freezer, so to speak.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Well, the phones are packed. They want to talk to Rosie and Sean.
You got it, man. Why don't we jump back into them and talk to Ed, who's calling us from Mira Mesa. Hi, Ed. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hi, Ed.
Good morning. Hey, I have a question that as far as donating fish, can you tell me a little bit more about doing that, how difficult it is, and also how do you estimate a price on the fish?
Okay, with donation, I want to first say we support catch and release first and foremost, but if you do find yourself in a situation where you have more fish than you expected and donation's your choice, we receive the donated fish out of the goodness of your heart. And that's we give you a weight slip and all that, but we don't get into the value of it. We don't believe that's a good reason to donate a fish. It should just be out of the goodness of your heart. But I know a lot of people do that, and they refer to their CPAs for advice on how to do that legally.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah, we're
good
definitely
caller.
No CPAs here. It's just like if you go to Goodwill and you know Goodwill hands you a slip, there's no value to it. You have to come up with
your own value.
With that value.
Yeah.
Correct. Also, again, you know, you talked about, you know, if you do have a lot of fish, you know, there's a lot of guys that were on these Guadeloupe trips this year that, you know, this was doing really well, and they're coming back with 10 yellowfin, and all of a sudden all these yellowfin are all in the 100-pound range, and little do they know now they have 1,500 pounds of fish, and they're like, oh, my gosh, I had no clue I had that much. And then, again, like you guys had said, that Fish for a Friend program. There's a lot of people out there that would really like fish.
Yeah.
And if you are willing to give your fish to them, they are definitely willing to have it filleted and put in their freezer for their family.
Make some phone calls and just say, hey.
Well, even if you don't have any friends that you know want fish, we have a list of
you have friends.
We have friends
well,
for
we
you.
Have, okay. We have anglers that have come in from trips that may not have been as blessed of a trip that you were on.
Yeah.
And they're like,
yeah,
you know, I didn't get any yellow.
That's very cool.
They said if you ever come across any and someone's willing to give their fish away, can you let me know? And we do.
And they'll pay for the processing.
Yeah, they'll pay for the processing to get the fish for free. Yeah.
I have fish going this week to Denver for a gentleman's daughter in college that he says, I didn't have a great trip. If you ever get anything, can you let me know?
That's very cool.
All right. Good one. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about next up we talk to Larry calling us from Costa Mesa. Hey, Larry, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, Larry.
You know what? I've been listening to the show and everybody's comments and everything. And, you know, I bring my fish home and vacuum seal it. But, you know, I was looking at these bags, and they're not near 5 mil bags. You know, and then by the time you spend the money on that, 100-some bucks on bags, that kind of doesn't even equal up. But, and then, you know what? No one really mentioned about the temperature of your freezer. I think that makes a difference in how long your fish last.
Good point.
Not only the temperature of your freezer, but the temperature at which you're pulling that fresh fillet down to a frozen state really matters also. We have a true blast freezer. Right now, if I were to walk into our shop, that freezer is minus 10 degrees. And we can take fillets so quickly and pull them down so fast that the moisture molecule in the meat of that fish stays small and it stays round. The longer it takes you to freeze your fish, that moisture molecule starts to expand and it turns into a shard or like a knife, and it starts breaking down the proteins in your fish, and then, of course, you're going to have a softer fish. So the quicker you pull down the fish to a frozen state, the better the quality of the fish is going to be. Again, ours freezer, True Blast freezer, there are times that I can have fish come in the morning, shipped out at 3:30 in the afternoon because it is frozen solid, okay? A lot of times I'll suggest to the locals in our area that, you know, go ahead and take home some fresh fish that's going to last you for the next 3 days. Let our freezer pull it down to a frozen state, so that way you can take it home and then properly stack it in your freezer and don't have to worry about your freezer pulling it down to being, you know, sub-zero.
I remember not long ago, Sean, Fisherman's Crossing made a major investment in an upgrade to your freezer. Basically, when it was built, it had one that should have been perfect for every situation ever, and then things, one, got so successful, and everybody turned into Pete and I and everybody else that wants to use it so much that so much fish was coming in, and you said that was a concern, that yes, it was good enough, but it wasn't as good as it could be, and you guys made a major investment into yet another freezer to be 10 times better than what should ever be necessary, but just to be
right.
On the, you know.
El Nino happened.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what it was. There's so much coming in that you got to get it all cold.
You pretty much could freeze whatever we put in there within 5 hours. It just pulls it down, no matter what we put in there. There's huge fans. It's done with huge blowers.
Okay.
And there's 6 huge blowers in there that, I mean, the wind chill must be like minus 40 in there. It's just ridiculous cold.
You go in there,
you need coat. You need 80 below gear. You know?
Parkas and gloves.
Parkas and gloves. Yeah. And it is really cold really in there. Cold.
So one of the other things I want to note, too, is it goes back to one of the earlier callers, is when you pick your fish up, either frozen or fresh from Fisherman's Processing, everything is single layer on a rack.
Correct.
And that's because that brings down the fish to the right temperature
as fast as it can.
Mm-hmm. And that's why everything's on a rack, single layer.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. I mean, I know that that's how you bring it out. I didn't even know that there was purpose to it.
You want to freeze it fast, defrost it slow.
Uh-huh.
That's the key to, you know, good product.
Another thing that Sean did that was absolutely brilliant when we were putting in this new freezer is we have 2 completely separate compressor units. Okay? So if one just for crazy should happen to go out, we've got another one that's going to keep it down. Or one is on, one is off, both are on. I mean, they work together.
That's cool.
And they it was just absolutely brilliant to have.
It's great. It's peace of mind, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody's fish is in there.
Sure.
So I got to take care of it and protect it. And
we
got to
sleep at night.
One of the units can run the whole thing easily.
Ah, okay, cool.
If we put a lot of fish in there and it needs to, both of them will come on at the same time.
Got it.
Or they can alternate.
So yeah, that's cool.
It works good.
It's always going to work.
Yeah.
It's always going to work. I can sleep at night.
That's the bottom line.
For sure. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, well, it's time to find out what's going on the water. It's time for our fishdope.com report. The man, your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen, is on the line. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Good morning. It's just amazing how everything's changed in the last 30, 40 years and how we're so into our fish and eating our fish and taking good care of our fish, and that's why Fisherman's Processing is such a great place. What an awesome deal to take care of your fish and make sure that it's good for your table.
Yeah.
But, hey, guys, I want to talk about what's going on out here on the water. The weather has been unbelievable. This is a beautiful summer we're having this winter out here.
Yeah, it is.
It is just incredible, the weather. I was out fishing on Friday with my buddy Cam, and it was 80 degrees on the water in Dana Point. It was, and not a breath of wind all day long. Now, the fishing's a little bit slow, and I think the reason why is because everywhere I went on Friday, it was top to bottom red crabs from like 120 feet of water all the way into the beach, from San Clemente Pier all the way up to Aliso. Solid red crabs. I haven't seen that much red crabs on the beach. I haven't. Or I don't remember ever seeing that much. And I was talking to Lasley, and he was telling me it starts at about the 14-mile bank and goes all the way to Catalina and solid red, and then the whole island is just covered in red crabs. Jimmy Decker was up on the west end on Thursday at Catalina, said he saw huge schools of that bigger grade yellowtail. Once again, it's just swimming around with its mouth wide open, just eating red crabs. And the big news yesterday was the Clemente and the Helena out of Dana Wharf both found a little bit of yellowtail down there and around the Sculpin grounds off of Box Canyon. So maybe that's getting ready to happen. Maybe they'll eat all that red crab and then they'll start biting good for us. That's my report for this week, guys. All I can tell you is take advantage of this beautiful weather. Get out on somebody's boat. Get out on a sport boat. You got to go fishing.
There it is.
Good info, man. No doubt.
That's good.
Good call, Dave.
Tips from Dave Hansen. And, of course, you want all the tips. You want the hot scoop on what's going on. Dave reports. Mark Bush reports. All the good guys report to fishdope.com. Fishdope.com has the current numbers, the current information, tells you exactly where to go. You save fuel, you save time, and most importantly, you catch fish when you subscribe to fishdope.com. And if you want $20 off your new membership to fishdope.com, the code is hookupnow, lowercase, no space, hookupnow. And if we want to go fishing with Captain Dave Hansen, how do we do that?
Guys, you can give me a call at 949-374-0786. I'll be more than happy to come with you on your boat. Or I got a 65-foot Hatteras I run out of Dana Point, so if you got some guys you want to go fishing, you can come out in that boat. Also, same phone number. Guys, one more thing. I just want to throw out one more thing. Do not go hooping at Catalina right now, because what's going to happen is you're going to end up with a whole bunch of lobsters, and I know that's not good, so don't go to Catalina. Do not go to Catalina.
Yeah, don't do it, whatever you do.
Right. There's way too many boats over there and way too many lobsters right now.
All right, Dave. Thanks for that. Yeah, thanks to you for that. You're making a crowd, dude.
I ruined it. I know.
Yeah,
I did.
Once again, see how you are.
Oh, well.
All right.
See you, Dave.
Thanks for that.
Right,
we'll
guys,
talk to you
see
next
you later.
Week.
Happy Valentine's Day.
That's awesome. All right. Hey, we got a little bonus. We got Captain Mark Gillette is on the line from the Clip Sport Fishing. Morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing great. Good morning.
Well, good fishing continues down there at Colnett. Boat got in from a day and a half trip here this morning. I didn't get a final count from Adam on what they have. But there's good fishing to be had on that yellowtail down there. Rockfish has been a little slower down there, although last weekend it bit pretty well. Again, similar to what Dave said, you know, it is, Adam told me he saw a huge mouth of yellowtail down there at Colnett. He said it just didn't bite as well as they would have liked it. Seems like some of the boats get a little school that wants to bite, and it kind of makes up for their day. That the important thing is to keep fishing the jigs. I know a lot of guys are, you know, it's tough when you're yo-yoing and yo-yoing and you're coming up with water hauls, but at some point you find that school that wants to buy it. And when you find that school you, that wants to buy it, you got to make sure you guys are fishing jigs or really keyed in on those 6X and 7X, you know, heavy yo-yo irons. And it's full of red crab. And the cool thing about that is that the flavor of that yellowtail eating that red crab, it's just been phenomenal. It's just so good. And you can always come back in and have your fish processed there with Fisherman Processing.
Yeah, exactly. No kidding, man. It's
turn that into some
fishing.
Of that. Turn that into teriyaki yellowtail jerky.
Oh yeah,
that's my favorite.
Yeah,
my favorite.
I think yellowtail burger's got to be up next on that one.
I'm glad you said that, Mark. I think yellowtail burgers would be delicious.
You too, do you?
Yeah. Maybe we should sample some.
I think that's a great idea.
Pelican Pete could be right there too.
Yeah, Pelican Pete.
Of all anything's possible.
Well, I'll be curious on all you guys, and I'll ask. And Mark, I know you've had it all too, so I'd just be curious on what your favorite of all the product is, because I know for sure mine is the teriyaki yellowtail jerky. Like, of everything you guys make, that's me. That's my favorite.
I haven't had that, but that sounds good. I usually try to get some wahoo, smoked wahoo. That's one of my favorite things to eat.
Yep.
Is that what you eat when you come by the Fred Hall show at my booth? Is that what the first thing you pick up there, Mark?
When I get to come out of my booth, that's exactly what I do.
Exactly.
You're heading to my booth.
Yeah. So, Mark, if somebody wants to go fishing on the Eclipse, what's the next trip and how do we get on?
Next trip is this Thursday. I believe that trip is sold out, 2.5-day trip. And then we have a day and a half out of Seaforth landing for the last weekend of the month. Only 10 spots left on that trip. So if you guys want to get on, you get on at seaforthlanding.com. And then we just put up our March schedule on eclipsesportfishing.com. You guys can check out our trip list there. And we will be at the Fred Hall Show. Going to have daily deals. So you guys want to check out what we're offering every day, a little something to keep you interested. Get on our Facebook page. I'll post every morning, you know, something to keep people interested in what we got going on. And come by the show and say hi, see our new booth. And We'll get on with our day here.
For both
happy
Eclipse,
Sunday and happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, same to you. And Eclipse and Commander Sport Fishing will be in the same booth.
Yes, we will be.
Okay.
All in one place.
All right. Very good, Mark. Mark Gillette from Eclipse and Commander Sport Fishing. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Mark. All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming away, including more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, everybody, this is Captain Dwayne Diego, 4-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker, and there's a real good reason for it, the fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
It's Fred Hall Showtime. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Be sure to stop by the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth. The best selection of saltwater tackle at the show, including Shimano, rods, reels, and accessories. No one has a better selection of Shimano product than Fisherman's Landing Tackle. A must visit at this year's Fred Hall Show. Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability, and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar of the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit and Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2255. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
XSRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You are listening to the home of the Aztecs.
Put that clam down. That's what I'm talking about.
San Diego's sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Hey, let's go to a guy on the line right now. Our man, Captain Sam Patella, is on the line. What's up, Sam?
Sammy!
Hey, good morning. Hey, Pete. Hey, Rosie. Hey, Sean. Hey, first of all, happy Valentine's to Rosie and all our American anglerettes.
Sammy.
I want to put that out.
That's cool.
Hey, yeah, you know, I called in just to, you know, we're on the fish processing program here this morning, and I can't get over it, and it's what's changed here in the last, well, I don't know, I don't want to say this, Sean, 3 decades since you and I have been down there. But the quality of fish that that everybody takes home nowadays, and you know, Fisherman's Processing does such a great job, and I mean, the feedback I get from Fisherman's Processing is, our customers are taking home some of this tuna, freezing it, and pulling it out of the freezer and letting it thaw out, and they're having sushi with it. Now, I know Sean and myself and a lot of other people, you know, back way back when we used to just bring in frozen bricks, that wasn't even – nobody could even think or fathom that.
Totally. No.
So, anyhow, just like I say, just kudos to those guys. They're hardworking people. Like I say, we get a lot of good feedback from them, and you know, we get some people that come out on our boat. They're not sure which processor to go with, and you just word of mouth. And they're hardworking people. They do a great job, and I can't say any more than that.
Yeah. And let me ask you this, Rosie and Sean, the fish that comes off the boats, one of the finest quality that comes off the boat is which boat?
Well, I was just going to say, you know, Sam said kudos to us, but quite honestly, Sam, it's just the other way around. It's kudos to you. It's kudos to you and the American Angler team that runs such a great trip, takes care of the fish. The fish comes over, it's spiked, it's put down in the most beautiful well ever. It's, you know, monitored throughout the trip to make sure the temperature is right. We can't do anything that we do unless you do it first. Okay? So you guys, kudos to you guys. Thank you to you. I mean, if you look at our brochure right now, Sam, the picture that's on our brochure is actually Fish Off the American Angler because it's cool. Perfect.
I like to say the fish processing actually starts as the fish comes over the rail.
No doubt.
That's when fish processing really starts.
Well, so those are very kind words, but, you know, it's a team effort here. And
absolutely it is.
At the end of the day, the customer is coming down, they're going fishing, and they're taking home just a fantastic product. It's not so much about how many cases of cans can I get.
Correct.
From my tuna.
Right.
It's how am I going to pack my freezer for the winter? So anyhow, all right.
You know, the people that go on these trips these days, you know, the angler, the star, whatever boat, you know, most of these people, they are fishing because they want to take home their fish and they want to eat their fish. And the quality of the fish that's coming off of boats like yours, you can't buy this.
No, you can't.
You can't buy fish like this.
Yeah.
You know, this fish has been, you know, maybe in your well for 4, 5, 6 days, and it's, you know, perfectly in that RSW. We get it, process it so quick, and then it's on their table that night. I mean, it's unbelievable the grade and the quality of the fish that you guys bring in. It's
cool. Did you say the boat came in this morning, Sam?
No. He just Ray left last week, so he's probably just starting fishing here this weekend. Ray's down there with Ken Corwin and his
cool
animals. You know, Ken Corwin attack squad.
O-side.
So yeah, but he's so he'll be back. 23rd, the end of the month.
He'll come back on the 23rd. Exactly. Tuesday, the 23rd.
The 23rd, about 8 o'clock in the morning.
Probably about 6:30.
By the way, Rosie, you know, there's any
Rosie
extra fish come in on the 23rd,
you would
know.
Yeah. Got it.
Hey, Sammy.
All right. Well, hey, listen, we got the sports show coming up. We're the American Angler Gang. We're all fired up to be up there. So, you listeners, come by. We're same place for the American Angler. And I sure hope Sean and Rosie are across the way from us.
We always are.
Hey, yes, all right.
Indeed. Well, we'll see you at the Fred Hall Show in Long Beach, Sammy.
Okay. Y'all take care. We'll see you up there in a few weeks. We'll have a little fishing show party.
All right. Right. You're on.
Sounds good to me.
Right.
Thanks, Sammy.
Sam Patella from the American Angler. And they do. You go on the American Angler, their fish is pristine.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
Almost the best there. Like always pristine.
Yeah, always.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, hey, let's jump back into the phone. Got some very patient callers. Let's talk to Tom. He's calling us from San Diego this morning. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen, and Rosie. How are you doing?
Good, hey. Tom. How are you?
Good. I want to second what people say. You cannot get better quality than, well, first of all, it's got to be taken care of on the boat. And then secondly, when it is processed by Rosie and Sean and everybody, it's just top quality. I believe me, there's one place I can go that maybe I can get fish as good. That's Tommy Gomes' Catalina Offshore Products. But you know that you have the additional satisfaction on that you caught it. And I love to go watch that line. As you say, those two guys at the front, they're maestros. They're just incredible. So kudos to you. I just have one quick question. In a regular refrigerator freezer, which self-thaws, it seems to me that the shelf life isn't quite as fast in that as if you had the old-type deep freezer. Can you comment on that?
You know, again, it's going to come down to the temperature at which I think you keep your freezer. You know, those deep freezers, man, they're really good to have in the garage. I have mine in there, and I say my fish is perfect in there. But then again, you know, my freezer inside the house is at -5. I don't know if you have something, you know, on your freezer that you can see what your actual temperature is, or put just a little temperature gauge thing in there. But my house freezer is great also. So just, you know, be mindful of what you're keeping your freezer you're at.
Yeah, definitely. So, hey, and chest freezers a lot of times are more efficient than the vertical freezer, right?
Yeah, you know, think of the chest freezer, you know, you remember, I mean, Pete, you're about my age. You probably remember the commercial where they opened the freezer and all the ping pong balls fell out.
Yeah.
Okay, with that chest freezer, that's not going to happen. You open that door upright,
no ping pong balls are falling out.
So you know that cold is staying in there. So there's no fluctuation in the freezer temperature. So.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, next up, let's talk to Joe. He's calling us from Elisa Viejo this morning. Good morning, Joe. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, Joe.
Good morning, Joe.
Hi. I'm calling to talk about something that you mentioned briefly earlier, Sean, OPA.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I am. So a lot of you don't know, but another thing that Sean does that he's very passionate about, and first of all, I should say this. I've used Fisherman's Processing for years. It's fantastic. I'm going to try that paper towel in the refrigerator thing that you mentioned.
It will make a world of difference. Not that it's not good already, because I'm sure you've had it 100 times without, but it will make a world of difference on your product.
I'm sure it will. Okay, I won't take up too much time. Sean, a lot of people don't know this, but Sean weighs. He's the official weighmaster for every world record that comes in through Fisherman's Landing. And he weighed my world record OPA that we caught in 2014. I think a lot of people saw that picture from the XL.
Yes, indeed. And how big is your world record OPA, Joe?
180 pounds.
Wow. Nice. Well, I think to be exact, it's 180 and 12 ounces, right?
It's in 12 ounces, yeah.
You've got to count it all.
Almost 181, you know? Yeah, but that's a giant fish. That is.
Thank you.
And so you are the all-tackle IGFA world record holder for OPA, and you are actually up for the Angler's Choice Contest Angler of the Year Award, right?
Yes, I am. And I'd like to mention that I'm the only long-range fleet fish in the running, and if I win, I'll be the first American to ever win a contest.
Wow. Which, this is international, don't forget, IGFA. And
right.
So how does one vote for Joe? How does one vote for Joe to make sure that Southern California is and the long-range fleet is represented?
The most important thing is you go to IGFA.org.
Uh-huh.
That's the website.
Okay.
And you click on the Angler's Choice Contest icon, and then you'll see the picture of me with the OPA. Click on that to vote. And then the first time you do it, you have to set up a free iMember account so that they can verify your email. But that's okay because their newsletter just sends you once a week a newsletter of all the new world records they've certified, and it's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is.
Anyways, after you sign up and verify your email, you're going to get an email back from them that says iMembership email verification. You click on that link, and then you go through and you vote. You can vote every day in February, and then the next time you do it, you just log in with your email address and password and vote once a day, every day in February. And right now we're slightly in the lead, but we only have a 200-vote lead, and we'd really like to get the support of the Let's Talk Cookup listeners. Sean and I have talked about this. We'd like our long-range fleet to have more representation within the International Game Fish Association, and this is a great way for us to send that message.
Absolutely.
There you go.
So vote for Joe. Cast your vote. IGFA.org/contest/Angler's Choice. And then, like he says, register. And I did it. It's an easy process. I know, Sean, you did it. And vote for Joe. Let him win the Angler of the Year and represent Southern California. Joe, thanks a lot for that. We are sure appreciate it. And good luck with winning it. I know you will. With our help from our listeners.
All right. Well, hey, next up, let's talk to the man. Pretty big show coming up here in a few days. Bart Hall.
Woo-hoo.
We're ready, man.
Good morning. You sound pretty good today. You must be recovered a little bit.
Then I'm putting on a pretty good act. But, you know, a little from column A, a little from column B.
Yeah, well, Sean and Rosie, really nice hearing you. But I have a quick question. I don't want to take too much of your time. But last year at the Sporting Chef Cafe, our patrons were able to go out there and test some of your product and that new burger that you released last year. Are we going to be able to do that again for some of those guys?
We'd be honored to. Absolutely.
You know, what was our conversation at the beginning of the show?
It was just that.
Yeah.
Like,
we're going to call you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get a hold of the Sporting Chef or something, and we'll have to bring up some more burgers because they were quite popular. Hey, I even snuck away from our booth and had some.
Yeah.
You can count on it, Bart.
Well, good. I mean, I think that was really great. You guys have such a great product. For people who don't know, that can sample it. I did the same thing. We're all sitting here listening, and I did the same thing. I opened a pack of tuna last week that you had processed, and it was amazing. I can't believe it. It's like it came off the dock. Well, I just want to thank you.
Oh, so welcome.
Well, that's awesome. Cool. So tuna burgers in the Sporting Chef Cafe is what you're saying, Bart.
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. I'm in. Man. It's going down.
It works.
Okay.
That works for me.
There you go. Thanks, Bart.
Okay,
nice to hear from you. A little over 2 weeks away now.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Thanks, Bart.
See you, Bart.
Let's go ahead and jump back into the phones.
You got it, man. Harvey in Simi Valley, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Harvey.
Harvey, thanks for hanging in there. Appreciate that.
Pleasure talking with you. A couple of comments and a question. When I go on short trips, I always check with Rosie first to make sure that they're going to be at the docks when the short trip comes in. And that's how I book my trips. So that's how good they are.
Thanks, Harvey.
Secondly, I sent Rosie a picture, but I had one of the 5-mil bags drop out of my refrigerator or freezer, and I didn't realize it. And that vacuum packing is so good that that bag ballooned, and it was like it was under 20 pounds of pressure and still didn't pop.
Really?
How long did it sit in your garage before you realized that it fell out of your freezer?
Probably several days.
Oh, nice. We don't recommend you eating that.
No. It was slightly cooking inside the bag.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, I get it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he sent me a picture. The bag had completely ballooned up, and the seal was completely
intact.
Wow,
that's cool. That's very cool.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. Now, my question is, if we get albacore this year.
What? Albasaurus rex?
I said, if we get albacore this year. How long of a delay is it going to be before you have the canned albacore available?
Oh, we'll have to see what the demand is for that. You know, see, you know, because albacore right now is just such a different beast. No one's seen it around for a while. I think a lot of people are going to want that in their freezer as albacore rather than just cans. But, you know, I got to tell you, smoked albacore is good, too, between the smoke and fresh fillets. And then we'll see what kind of demand we get for it.
Yep, you will have... You will get canned albacore if they buy it. I guarantee I'm going to be on top of that.
Yeah,
all right. Very good. Sure, you heard it right here.
I'll go for a little jalapeno
albacore.
Canned albacore.
All the same flavors.
Oh,
it'll be the same thing, and I'll be on top of it.
That's cool. We'll get it done.
Excellent. All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Gus calling us from Burbank. Hey, Gus. Welcome to the show.
Gus.
Yo, everybody.
Hey, Gus.
Gus.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I can only echo what everyone else has been saying about your service. It's absolutely, hands down, the best.
Thank you.
I was wondering, because I'm interested in smoked fish, as you know.
Yes,
I do. And I was wondering how you prepare. I heard you say teriyaki yellowtail. How do you prepare some of your other fish without getting too specific?
Just remember, like, you know, the teriyaki yellowtail, that's actually a jerky.
Right.
So, you know, that's a marinade as opposed to a brine. When you're, you know, with the smoked fish, we use brines. And then with the jerky fish, they're all marinades. So, and then, you know, they're all just cut a little bit differently. I mean, a lot of people come in and don't realize that, you know, once we have actually cut their fish and it's in the freezer and then say, oh, and I want to get some jerky. It's like, well, we really need to have done that before we cut your fish because it is processed a different way to get those nice long strips. Like I said, the jerkies are all marinated.
So is this a longer smoke on the jerky?
No.
No,
it's actually a different program altogether. It's a jerky program that I use on the smoker.
Okay.
And then smoke is a smoking program.
Okay.
What is the difference between a brine and a marinade?
Salt, mostly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
So are you thinking jerkied salmon, Gus? Is that what your thoughts are?
Oh, I make salmon jerky, yes.
I think I've had
it. Yes, I do.
That's good.
I think Gus has given me a bag of his...
smoked salmon?
The world famous?
No, he gave me the actual, like, his brine stuff.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
The secret recipe?
He didn't give me the secret recipe. He just gave me...
The secret product.
The secret product.
Cool.
All right, Gus. Nice to hear from you. We'll see you at the Fred Hall Show.
Oh, for sure.
Okay. We're counting on it.
All right.
Thanks for the call.
Jim in National City, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Another page caller. Jim, thanks for hanging in with us.
Thanks for hanging in there, Jim.
Thanks, guys. Hey, real quick, Rosie and Sean took care of me. My friend from St. George, Utah, Pat Hubbard, had an 8-day trip on the XL, and he needed some fish right when he got off the boat to take up to his daughter's house in L.A. They had spent 3 or 4 days. He came back, took the frozen fish to St. George, and they just did everything perfect. One other thing, Rosie and Sean, can you tell me, I do a lot of pressure cooking jars, yellowfin, albacore, yellowtail. You said the liquid in there is exceptionally good. What do I do with that liquid? I don't want to throw that away, do I?
You know what? What we do is we actually incorporate that liquid back into the fish. So as we are, like, shredding or chunking up the fish, we just keep that liquid all in there, all together, and just make sure it stays with it and makes for, obviously, a nice, moist product also. But keep all those omega-3s right in that jar or that can.
Yeah, I'm guilty of just drinking it.
Yes,
I'll eat the fish out of the can if I'm starving and or if on a hike or something like that, and I take a can, eat fish right out of the can and drink the juice. I mean, it's not bad.
Wow, pretty neat.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, how about next up we talk to Blair, calling from Santa Cruz. Hi, Blair. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning.
Hi, Blair.
Thanks for taking my call. Couple questions. First one is, if we're processing our own fish, cutting at the harbor, my understanding, we're not supposed to rinse with fresh water. And if we have to rinse, are we better off rinsing with a salt water from a bucket, maybe clean salt water? And then the second question is, what do you do with the carcasses and the parts and pieces once the fish are filleted?
I'll take my call
on the air. Thanks, guys.
All right, Blair, thanks for calling.
The most important thing, if you're processing your own fish, is to keep your working surface clean in the first place, and you won't have to rinse off your fish if everything is clean. And that's what we do. We keep it all clean. So as far as rinsing off fish, it's very minimal. We use fresh water. We don't want to use ocean water. We don't, you know, there's no control there. So we use the fresh water. A little bit of fresh water to rinse off some scales or something like that is not going to ruin your fish.
You don't want to soak it in fresh water.
Don't soak it ever, like, but a little rinse. Just
not going
to
hurt.
Yeah,
it's
better than having scales.
If you're using seawater, remember that's got salt in it. It's kind of like a brine. You don't want to be adding salt to your fish.
Yeah.
So a little bit of fresh water, and then do you pat it dry? Would a guy pat it dry before he...
You know, like Sean said, in our shop, it's like we really don't rinse fish.
Yeah.
We keep the workspace so clean, squeegee it clean, and then continue to process. Yeah. So the fish is really not rinsed.
Yeah,
that's cool.
So when
we
do rinse the bag, it's not wet.
It's
not wet, and you can wipe the water off the meat with your hand.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
And then he had another part to his question.
What do you guys do with the parts
the
and pieces that are left over?
So there's lots of different things that we do. We you know, first of all, we have some local crab and lobster and sheephead fishermen that they make use of, you know, the red line and or the heads. And then whatever doesn't get taken by those guys goes to the cat food companies, picks up a few times a week.
Cool.
So
zero,
everything gets
zero
used.
Waste.
Zero waste.
Congrats. Good for you guys.
Very good.
Nothing is dumped at anywhere.
No landfills. All used.
That's awesome. Cool.
Let's try and sneak in another call, right?
How about John from Mira Mesa? Good morning, John. Welcome to the show.
Okay, I'll make it real quick. What is the shelf life approximate of your canned product? Or does it depend on the temperature of where it's stored? And comment on that, please.
Yeah, what they say is best before 5 years, but I think the stuff's good forever.
Really?
I always say doomsday, but yeah, you know, it's like that canned fish has done so well. Yeah. And
so is that canned locally?
No, that's the one product that we send out to be done, because getting a canning license is a big deal, and our shop is just not big enough for the equipment needed to do it. It's done up in Washington.
In Washington, all right, which they have.
Sean went up there, went through the facility, was, you know, we're pretty particular in our shop.
Sure.
And they are also.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I volunteered for a week up there and learned the process. And
you ship the fish up there.
No, we ship
it. It's actually fish that's caught here.
Yep, it's your fish.
To your fish that gets shipped to Washington. It gets canned.
Exactly.
Processed. And then shipped back.
That's
correct.
Exactly right.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
That's cool.
All right. It's not caught in Washington.
Nope.
No,
it's your fish.
Right. There's a lot of 150-pound yellowfins up in Washington.
Not too many of
those. Not too many. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves some Maui Jims, and better yet, a shopping spree at Fisherman's Processing. More Let's Talk Hookup when we return on the Mighty 1090.
Start 2016 strong with Yamaha's legendary reliability sales event. From January 1st through March 31st, purchase an eligible new Yamaha 4-stroke outboard and choose either 2 free years of limited warranty coverage or up to $1,500 in dealer credit. Yes, that's up to $1,500 in dealer credit towards the purchase of goods or services from your authorized participating Yamaha outboards dealer, or 2 additional years of Yamaha extended service on top of your 3-year 4-stroke factory limited warranty for no extra cost. That's a total of 5 years of warranty coverage and an MSRP value of up to $23,000. That's right, eligible new 2.5 to 300 horsepower 4-strokes include a choice of 2 free years of Yamaha extended service or up to $1,500 in dealer credit, but only during Yamaha's legendary reliability sales event. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your nearest Yamaha outboards dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2016.
2016. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the 95-Foot Searcher. Team Searcher would like to thank all of our great customers for their support in our fantastic 2015 season. The Searcher has a fantastic crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, satellite TV, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2016 schedule is out, so don't miss the boat. Book your trip online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia and Jen at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
Hey, this is Captain Paul Hebert from the Wicked Pessa. My brother Bruce and I make a living catching giant bluefin tuna. In fact, I wouldn't even go fishing with any other sunglasses than Maui Jim. Put a pair of Maui Jims on and instantly the glare is gone, the UV that can damage your eyes is gone, the ocean's true colors come shining through like never before. And with more contrast and clarity, you can see the bluefin at that critical time. Take it from me. Try a pair at your local tackle shop or check out MauiJim.com. You won't believe your eyes.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, El Gato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. You're the big winner of a $25 gift certificate to Fisherman's Processing. First, going to Dave and Anza. Get that teriyaki jerky, Dave. That's my favorite. And another $25 gift certificate with a brand new pair of Maui Jim Spartan Reese is going to Blair in Santa Cruz. Guys, congratulations. You're going to love those
dudes. And Blair also gets a $25 gift certificate.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah. Maui Jims and Fish Processing, and thank you guys for coming in this morning.
It's awesome,
thank you
guys.
Also, you're going to have the full contingent there.
Absolutely.
At Fred Hall in the usual
come
spot,
see us.
Right?
Come see us.
In Long Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're going to have samples.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
our
you
normal
can try
samples.
All the great, not tuna burgers, but tuna. Now we have, we're going to have
Chef.
Tuna burgers
be there.
At the Sporting Chef.
Yep.
Check his schedule, and he'll let you know when he puts those out. He's a great job.
We'll have jerky, we'll have smoke.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
And if somebody wants to pre-book their order to Fisherman's Processing, they want to talk about processing, they want to know what your program is, they want a tour of the facility, how do we find you?
Well, we're in Liberty Station, 2837 Historic Decatur Road, and that zip code is 92106. Or you can give us a call, 619-255-3128. We have fishermansprocessing.com, Facebook, and website. And also, you can email me at Sean at Fisherman's Processing, or you can email Rosie at Rosie at Fisherman's Processing.
And fishermansprocessing.com.
There you go. All right. Thanks, guys. Look forward to it. Look forward to Fred Hall Show. And look
great.
Forward to having you back next Saturday and Sunday. The countdown begins again next Saturday. We'll have like a week and a half left next week.
Wow.
Before the Fred Hall Show. And Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle will be in the studio with us next Saturday. And then next Sunday, Dave, Bob, and Jeff from Katmai Lodge. They're down here from Alaska, and they're going to talk about that incredible place, Katmai Lodge, next Sunday. Thanks a lot to Taylor for being everything
awesome.
Out there, the phones, the board, the whole deal. We sure appreciate that. And we welcome back our good buddy Adam back in the boards there. And thank you for
back
listening today. We'll be back next Saturday and Sunday right here on the Mighty 1090.